Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, and let's go to California now, where San Diego County is in the middle of a public health emergency. Over 300 people have been hospitalized and 15 have died in an outbreak of hepatitis A. The majority of those deaths have occurred since mid-July. Now, hepatitis A is a virus. It's typically spread through food or water contamination. And in this outbreak, about 70% of those thought to be infected are homeless people in San Diego. David Alvarez is a council member representing District 8 in San Diego. He joins me now to weigh in on the city's response to the outbreak. Councilmember Alvarez, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Describe the scope of the outbreak on your streets there in San Diego, if you would, please.
Yes, it is really a crisis. That an outbreak was recognized March 3rd of this year. It can be traced back to November of last year. You mentioned 15 deaths. Unfortunately, there's been a 16th death now. It is really catastrophic. We have seen this primarily in the homeless population, the most vulnerable individuals, and really it's a disaster here happening. I think this is probably the largest outbreak and certainly the largest number of deaths related to hepatitis A in the country. And unfortunately, health officials believe that this can continue for quite some time.
This outbreak, as we mentioned, is primarily affecting homeless people in your city. How are people getting it?
Well, it's being spread through fecal matter. The county health official has declared officially almost of downtown at this point fecally contaminated. It is because homeless do not have access to shelter. They do not have access to restrooms. They do not have access to sanitation stations to wash their hands. And unfortunately, the county and the city really delayed in getting that out, those stations out into the public so that there would be access to these. Now, bathrooms have been made available at all public facilities. They've been open now for 24 hours. Bathrooms are going to hopefully be deployed. That's what I'm expecting and hoping. And the mayor just yesterday announced that we'll be putting up large-scale tents to try and bring some assistance. Unfortunately, the mayor's talking about doing this 3 months from now, which would be too late, as the incubation period, you know, is 15 to 50 days. The hepatitis A can live on for about 2 months outside of the body, and more and more individuals can become infected, unfortunately, between now and then. So I'm hoping we take more action sooner.
Hand washing stations. The city is now pressure washing the streets to try to clean them off. Councilman Alvarez, there is a hepatitis A vaccine. Are people getting it?
Yes, the county is distributing that vaccine. It takes two dosages for hepatitis A, and the homeless are being offered, as is to the general public that comes into contact. And I think more and more individuals, adults who might not come into contact, are receiving the vaccine. There are cases, you mentioned, mostly homeless, but 25% roughly of the individuals who've been diagnosed with hepatitis A is the general public, if you will. So I think more and more people are becoming concerned and are looking to get the vaccine. But the vaccine will only go so far, and you have to take it, and you can't force someone to do that. So we need to have other measures in place to help to prevent the spread.
The city of San Diego is trying to respond to a hepatitis A outbreak on their streets, new bathrooms, new tents, hand washing stations, and pressure washing the streets as a hepatitis A outbreak spreads among the city's homeless population. David Alvarez, council member representing District 8, just informed us that a 16th person, unfortunately, has died in that outbreak. David Alvarez, thank you for the update.
Thank you.